We're in Simen Kuf Nun Tes in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing from Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet. Hakol K'sherim Litein Mayim Liyadayim. The halachi is, even though the source to the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim is from Tumah V'Tara, it is from it comes from the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for Truma, where Chazal made a Tumas Yadayim, and the way to be Metari oneself is by way of Netila. Nevertheless, people that are pasul for washing your hands for truma will be kosher for netilas yadayim for chulin. Afilu cheres shota v'katan, even though the person doesn't have das, ovid kachavim v'nida, a non-Jew or a nida, where in hilchis tuma v'tara, because they're metama b'masa, the halacha would be that if they pour water, then they're actually metama the person's hands rather than being metara them. Nevertheless, it would be kosher for netilas yadayim for the suda, for chulin, chazal weren't gozer it. In the case of Ovid Kachavim, he has a tumas ziva midurabona. Says the Ramah, avika mandi yomer, the cotton pachas mi ben shisha dina kakof. There is an opinion that a child who is less than 6 years old is considered, gets the same halacha for netilas yadayim as a monkey, which we will see in Siv Yud Beis. The reason being that he has no das whatsoever at that age. The Grah, Mr. Burr brings down the Grah, who says that you do not have to worry about that. The psul of a kof is not because of his lack of das. The psul of a kof is the fact that he's not a human being, whereas a six-year-old, or even a less than six-year-old, is a human being. Now, getting back to the case of someone who is pasul for truma, being kosher for netilas yadayim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down lechatchila yesh lahachmir, that lechatchila you should not wash your hands from anyone that is metamei tumas masa. Sif Yud Beis, imakof pirish min chaya, a monkey, nosen mayim liyadayim, yesh poslim, some pasul, the yesh machshirim, and others are machshir. Now, whenever the Mechaber has two yeshes, the halach is like the second one. The nirim divrehem. So the Mechaber is paskening that a monkey is considered, when a monkey pours water on your hand, that's called koach gavra. Why is that? Because he has that degree of das that he knows how to do things. Says the Ramah, mikom okom yesh lahachmir. One should be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Kesef Mishnah wasn't sure. We're learning that pshat in a monkey is, since he has das to do things, you can get him to do things, he therefore would be special, and that's why the Mechaber holds that you can use him for netilas yadayim. The Kesef Mishnah speculates that perhaps the reason why Chazal used the lashon of a monkey is because a monkey is the easiest animal to get to train to wash you. Whereas other animals, it would be more difficult, but the same halacha would really apply to other animals. He's not sure. Now, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, do you need koach nosen, or do you actually need koach gavra, literally, which means a human being? How do we paskin? The Magen Avram says that b'di'eved it is kosher, that b'di'eved it would be alright, but the Mishnah Berurah brings in Eliyahu Rabbah, who disagrees, and he says that if you have any other water available, then you should go and wash yourself a second time without a bracha. If you have no other water, then you can rely on the Magen Avraham, which is relying on the Mechaber, that b'di'eved it's all right. Sif Yud Gimel. Ulichat chila. Yechaven anotel l'netila machsheres la'achila. Lichat chila, the notel, that means the one who is washing his hands, should have kavana that he's doing an etilas yudayim that is machshir la'achila. Says the Ramah, v'kavanas nos nami mo'al afil l'chatchila, afil esh lo kivna notel klal. You need the kavana either of the one who is pouring the water or the one whose hands are being washed. Either one of them is good l'chatchila. Now, how about b'di'eved? The Mechaber just said l'chatchila yichavana notel. He did not say that it is ma'akev. The Magen Avram wants to taina that if nobody had kavana, if neither the pourer nor the one whose hands were washed, or in the normal case where a person washes his own hands, he had no kavana for netilas yadayim to be machshir for achila. He didn't wash for the sake of netilas yadayim for the suda. So the Magen Avram says that it's pasul b'di'eved. However, the grub brings that rov rishonim hold that it is kosher b'di'eved. So what do you do b'di'eved? So if you have no other water, so you can't wash again, you can definitely rely on it. Whereas, if you do have other water, then you really should wash again if you wash shalo b'chavona. In the case of a no-sein who is less than six, so he doesn't have kavana, there the notel should have kavana, because we say that the kavana of someone less than six doesn't really count. There's an interesting bir halacha. He says, what happens if I have other water? So what did we pot? And this is in a case where you washed your hand, shalo b'chavana, you have more water, so we paskin, the right thing to do is to wash again without a bracha. The bir halacha wants to say that since there's so many poskim that hold that you aren't yotza, you're better off really being mechayiv yourself in a bracha. So he says, for example, you're better off touching in a place that's considered a makom metunef, which requires another netila b'bracha, do that and then wash again with a bracha. So it is very important to have kavana b'netila. There's even a day that you're not yotza b'dieved, and the Mishnah Berurah says to bring yourself to a chi of bracha even, to be yotza that shita, because it's such a strong one. Sif yudalid, hitvil yodov b'mei mayon. What happens if you dip your hands into a mayon? Now the halacha is like this. You have a choice of either netilas yodayim, pouring a revius of regular water, or tvilas yodayim in a mikveh or a mayon. A mikveh is rainwater collected in the ground, and a mayon is water that comes from an underground source. What happens if you dip your hands in an underground source? So there, the halach is that is a good tefillah. That's a good tefillah, and it counts for netilas yodayim as well. Now, in the case of a mikveh, it needs a shear of a mikveh, which is 40 saw. In the case of a mayon, afila embo mem saw solo tefillah, kol shem iskasin yodov behem bevas achas. You need the shear of mayon water. It's got to be a mayon. It's collected in the ground, and it's water coming out of it. When you dip into it, you don't need arbayim saw, but you need the shear that you could fit both of your hands in it at once, even though you're dipping one hand at a time. But since you're trying to be matar two hands, that is the halacha. The amount of area that you're trying to be matar has to be able to fit into the mayon bevas achas. Now, this is the halacha that a mayon does not need a shear for kalim. As far as a human being is concerned, being tovel in a mayon, so there's a machlokas rishonim if it needs a shear. Some hold it doesn't. Some hold it needs arboim somed rabbanon. Others hold that it does midoraisa. Even though we paskin lamaisa that you have to have arboim so in a mayon too, with regard to netilas yadayim, we are makel. So again, in the case of a mayon, you do not need arboim sofer netilas yadayim. You just need the amount that both of your hands would be able to be in it bevas achas. Now, how about a mikveh? Vimhitbilam b'mei mikveh yesh omrim shidino kamayon. Some hold that even a mikveh doesn't need arboim so. The halach is midoraisa. A mikveh is good for being metaher kalim as long as there's enough water to cover the entire kli at once. So the Rabbanan came along and they were mevatel that halacha because they were afraid that a human being would also end up being tovel in a mikveh of less than 40 sa. So lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, you can't use a mikveh of less than arbaim sa for taras kalim either. So the question is, with regard to netilas yadayim, do we say that since it's midrabbanan, the Rabbanan left it on the doraisa and they said that you don't need arbaim sa? Or do we say no? The Rabbanan said that when they abolished the din of a revius mayim for kalim, they also abolished the halacha that less than arbaim saw will be good for netilas yadayim. So that's a machlokus. And what does the mechaber say? Yeshomim shitzarach mem sov and akdinen kedivrei amekel. The mechaber sheet is that you go lakula because netilas yadayim is a derabbanan. V'yesh lahachmir lechatchila, but the Ramah is machmir lechatchila. So what is the halacha? You should wash your hands a second time without a bracha. Because Rov Rishonim really hold that you do need our boim sa. And therefore you should definitely wash over again and not rely on a tvila in a mikveh that does not have our boim sa.